Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 44 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In a previous selection, and the Chafetz Chaim now reviews it, we found out that sometimes you will witness a person perpetually doing the wrong thing, and the appropriate reaction to this is not to assume that they are malicious, but rather, ulai eina yodeya eschomer isuron. Maybe the person is simply not aware how serious it is, and therefore he's acting as such. Va'adaraba, and on the contrary, instead of viewing him as a rasha, as a wicked person, yesh lo lo'chicho, you can make it clear to him what we sometimes refer to as rebuke, but in a proper, dignified way, make it clear to the person that they need to improve in this area. Therefore, you're not allowed to consider the person a rasha. He thinks what he's doing is right. He thinks that he is conforming to proper Torah norms, and therefore you're not allowed to tell other people about his offense. We mentioned, and the Chafetz Chaim now addresses this problem, that this could handicap you in terms of educating students and children, because they're watching this improper behavior, and you are waiting for the right moment to rebuke the person privately in a dignified and endearing, respectful way. So you're waiting, and meanwhile, the children are watching this behavior and learning from it, thinking that it is the norm. Or, possibly, it's totally impossible for you to inform the person that they're doing the wrong thing. You're afraid to, you're not in a position to, they don't listen to you. And you nevertheless do have to make sure that the bad behavior does not spread. You are responsible for educational communication. What are you or are you not allowed to do? And the basic principle is that as much as one is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, equally, one is not allowed to be sa'amod al dam reyecha, allow damage to occur without reacting and protecting. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim writes, if a person sees improper behavior, he gives examples, kigon gaiva, a person who's acting in a haughty fashion, okas, or he's getting angry, or other types of bad behavior, a person who wastes time. Nachon lo lesaper davar ze levno o letalmidov, it is proper for a person to express the correct view on these topics to his child or student, ula hazhiram, and to warn them, shelo yischabru imo, that they should not join this bad role model and learn from his or her behavior. Because the concept of Lashon Hara is only when kavanoso levazos eschavero velesmoach leklono, when a person willfully or unintentionally, but they are embarrassing the person and taking joy in that embarrassment. Aval im kavanoso lishmor eschavero, but if your goal is to protect your fellow, shelo yilmad mimaisov, that he shouldn't learn from the bad behavior, poshut de mutter, it's obviously permitted, umitzvah nami ika, and it's actually a mitzvah. Chafetz Chaim points out that if you do make such a communication, you should be careful, leva'er, to explain to the child or student why is it that you're speaking badly about the person, to make sure that they don't follow in his example, because otherwise they're going to learn from your example that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara. V'gam shelo yavo litmoa olav, and so they should not be in wonderment about the mixed messages that they are getting. And therefore, you call them aside, you make a special communication, you make it clear, I normally wouldn't say anything, but I need to, in this particular case, litoelis, for the purpose that you should not think that this is correct behavior. Unfortunately, we sometimes find people who use this paragraph in the Chafetz Chaim quite liberally, and they go around quite passionately. It's a mitzvah to speak about that person. And that's clearly not the license that's being given over here. I think that the emotion that would be coming out is more of a sad emotion. It's unfortunate, but I need to make this point clear to you. They are not acting in accordance with halacha. They're not the proper role model you should be following. It would be described as a professional communication rather than a passionate communication. Chafetz Chaim in the footnote points out that sometimes this would be permitted even if you don't know the information firsthand. Shama me'acherim, you heard the information from other people. In such a case, lachush la'atzmo v'la'acherim, you're allowed to protect yourself even as you do not believe it. And therefore, the communication would be, if you're truly convinced that it is a concern, that you don't know it firsthand, you don't know it for a fact, but you are concerned about what's going on there, and you're advising the people that they have to use caution regarding that situation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.